We're reading in the study of Ten Sfirot, Volume 3, Part 8, the Ten Sfirot of the World of Atzilut. You can ask questions and send to us. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson.
We learn that we are all results of the breaking of the clay called Adam, the soul of Adam Rishon. The world of Atzilut is a place or a kli or a system that comes as a correction of the breaking of the soul. Yes. Item 1. When the Ma'atzil wanted to revive the dead and correct these broken melachim that were fallen into Olam Briyah, he sentenced and raised man from below upward. Thus, there was a Zivug Elyon, the Chub Deak, Inrak, generating the new Ma there. And the Melachim were corrected. So we had the breaking of the vessels in the world of Nikodim. And subsequently, according to the plan of creation, the correction began. This is why it says, when the Ma'atzil wanted to revive the dead, to correct the broken kelim, so they will work in order to receive, bestow. And because they were in order to receive, and to bring them to the aim to bestow, according to the thought of creation. So to correct those broken melachim and fallen melachim in the world of Briyah. They were broken in the masachim. They didn't have a masach to bestow. And that's why they were in the world of Briyah. Briyah means bar, outside of the degree. So out of bestowal. So what did the emanator do in order to correct them? He sentenced and raised man from below upward. Meaning, from those broken kelim, he raised their deficiencies. Where to their source, in Sag. And by this, there was an upper zivug in Chokhmah and Bina of the inner Ak, Absag. By this, they went into a zivug between them. These Rashimot, these man, went up to Rosh Tesag. Sag turned to Ab. Ab and Sag mated and engendered and created the new name Ma. And the Melachim were established or corrected. What is the world of Nikudim? The new Ma? It's the world of Atzilut. Item 2. It has already been explained above that the seven Rashimot, Lights of the Rashimot, of the Melachim, of Bon, the ones that broke are called Bon, rose and were included and clothed in the three lines of Chub and Keter, and expanded to the end of that place, which is Chagat. Now, this hitpashtut happened again and went up and became as in the beginning, meaning all the Rashimot went up. Because they had only their three places above. Because only Gar were in their place above. And he went up with them to their place, the seven lower lights, the seven Rishimot that fell. Now, all seven bottom lights were above in the place of Bina, since she is the mother of the children. And there is the place of pregnancy and impregnation. Meaning, all the Rishimot from the shattering went up to the place of Ima, upper Ima, in order to go into corrections there and Ibu. Item 3, words of the Ari. When the seven lights went up, the Kelim that descended into Bria went up to Atzilut. But they did not connect together. And as the seven lights were in a state of Ibu, and three included in three, and the point of Malchut was the seventh to them, as stepping outside, so were the Kelim, three included in three, and Malchut with them. Well, we'll see you later. Item 4. However, the man that we said above that went up for the upper Zivug is itself the ascent of the seven lights above in Bina. Remember this introduction. What is the meaning of raising man? That it is raising the Shemot from Malchut to Bina. In this Zivug, all 10 Sefirot from Keter to Malchut must be corrected. For even Gaal are not corrected. Therefore, these raising of Man was above in Ab Sag Deak. Meaning all the broken kelim, as we learned up to Nikudim. You remember? Remember? Good. So the world of Nikudim broke. Its Rishimot went up to Rosh Desag. Rosh Desag is the upper one. It has to correct them. So it corrects them, and engenders all kinds of corrections. This is what we're talking about. So, it has to perform all kinds of operations on them to make them fit for a Zivug Daka'a. And after the Tikkunim, it does. It mates over them and engenders the worlds of Bia. Alright, let's see what he says below. In opening me the words of Bala Sulam.
Opening me below, item 1, reviving the dead. Meaning the seven primordial melachim fell to Bia of separation, which fell and considered dead. There they're considered separated from the light of life, which means the light of Chokhmah, or Chokhmah. As it says, wisdom preserveth the life of him that hath it. This is the reason that Or Chochmah is called Or Chaya, the light of life. Also, the three Olamot Bia are called the separated Olamot, since the Or Chochmah cannot expand in these places, and everything in them will die without Chochmah. They cannot be corrected except through ascent to Atzilut, meaning to the place where Chochmah can expand in them. Hence, when they rise to Olam of Atzilut, they are considered to have been revived, having been granted the light of Chaya. It is written, when the Matzil wanted to revive the dead, meaning to raise them to be from Bia to Atzilut, which is the revival of the dead, this is the meaning of the correction of the seven Melachim.
Go on.
He sentenced and raised man from below upper, meaning from Zon to Keter. The matter of raising man has already been explained and studied there. However, here we should understand another principal issue. These man are the seven orot, lights that remain of the seven melachim, meaning the reshimot that the orot of Zat left after their departure. This is so because once the Masach of Nikudim purified from its avyut entirely, it returned and rose to its shoresh in Rosh of Nikudim with all the reshimot contained in it. Since it has already come there, in Bchira Aleph, in the Zivug of Dat of Nikudim, you find that its last Bchira is Bchira Aleph. Hence, the Masach did not become Av because of its Itkalelut in the Rosh, but only the extent of the Aviyut of Keter. It turns out that it cannot emerge upon it unless it is in the matter of Malchut, could have come out on it. Thus you find that the Hei Tata, the lower Hei, incorporated in the Masach, rose from Inayim to Keter, and the Zivug was made on Sfira Keter. It turns out that the above rising of Man is to the place of Keter.
In other words, we had the world of Nikudim. On what Rishimot did the world of Nikudim come out?
Bet Aleph, Tzimtzum Bet.
Bet Aleph, 2-1, Tzimtzum Bet. Second restriction. Afterwards it was a Zivug on Gadlut. On what Rishimot? Dalet Gimel. Then it broke. Right? And then the Rishimot, Dalet Gimel, departed, and Rishimo Bet Aleph was purified or cleansed into Rishimo Aleph Shorosh. Rishimo Aleph Shorosh raises the Masach to what place? Metzach of Rosh Desag. Yes or no? Who disagrees with me? Raise your hand. No such thing. Good. In Metzach de Rosh Desag, there was a Zivug on the Masach of Aleph Shorosh of Tzimtzum Bet, and on this emerges the world of Atzilut. Let's put it simply, the world of Atzilut. There are several other things there, but the world of Atzilut emerges on this, and that's what it talks about. In other words, the world of Atzilut comes out from that Partzuf Sag, but on its own Rishimot. Aleph Shorosh, Tzimtzum Bet. Next. Wait, what?
Why is the ascent to the world of Atzilut called the revival of the dead?
You could say it. What is below the Parsa? It doesn't have a Chokhmah. Without light of Chokhmah, there's no life. Light of Chokhmah is called light of Chaya, Chaim, life. Below the Parsa, there is no light of life. When you go up from below the Parsa to above the Parsa, it's called reviving themselves. If you make desires that are below the Parsa go above the Parsa, you revive the dead.
Why is the light of Chokhmah called the light of Chaim of life?
Because this light of Chokhmah, it comes from the Creator, because this light of Chokhmah creates the will to receive, fills the will to receive, gives it life. Light of Chasadim is only the light of correction. To bring it to equivalence of form, it's a condition. The Creator wants the Kelim to be dead without it, without him. And if they are not dead but are alive, they will be alive only on condition that they are like him. And this is why the light of Chasadim is a light of correction of creation. And the light of Chokhmah is the light of the essence of creation. What?
But to be like him is the light of Chasadim.
To be in the intention to bestow like the Creator, I have to be in the light of Chasadim. But to live like the Creator, to perform actions like the Creator, I have to perform actions in light of Chokhmah, to receive in order to bestow. Bit by bit. What else was there? Yes?
What is he sentenced and raised man? Is it the feeling of the dead?
No. We're not talking about who feels or doesn't feel. Here, there are still no souls. Yes.
Seems like man is for an action from the upper.
The upper one does everything. The upper one does everything. Here we're still talking about systems. There is still no soul of Adam HaRishon. The breaking of the soul, we still don't have it. It is still building the systems, and the systems behave this way.
No.
Well,
so the definition of man is not an action that the lower one does?
Yes. Yes, it's what the lower one does. But it depends on who the lower one is. It depends on who the lower one is. You could say, the soil doesn't ask for water. Does it? Does it feel it? We just say it this way. If there, only after there is the soul of Adam HaRishon, and it's in a state where it is similar to the Creator, it breaks and becomes removed from the Creator, then we can talk about feelings. Before that, it's like sometimes saying about a car or about a rock or anything that you attribute to them, desires or feelings like people. Yes?
So when we read now, man, it's the system preparing the grounds for the action that the lower one will later.
Every raising of chisaron from below, from the lower to the upper, is called man. The chisaron, the deficiency that the lower raises to the upper, is called man. That's it. So, in an engine, you also have many such actions that they raise from one to the other. It's called man, parts of the engine. But normally, we speak in these terms with regard to the souls raising to the Creator. Okay? More? None. Kiev again. Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, a question about man. When she raises the seventh sefirot to Bina, where does this happen, this man that we're talking about?
The raising of man is always from Malchut to Bina, from the will to receive to the will to bestow, asking the desire to bestow for the power of correction.
What we learn now, 5 minutes ago you said that we can't talk about feelings because together that we're reading now about man. Where is this man happening that we're reading, that we're talking, where we're reading about in part 8?
Where is it happening? There is no place for this. What does it mean? What is it happening? If there are degrees, Bina and Malchut, in reality, there it happens. I can't tell you where it happens. It will gradually become revealed to you that all those systems have no place where they exist and where it happens. Or maybe you're not asking about a place.
I'm asking about the degrees that were
between Malchut and Bina in each degree. If there is a raising of Chisaron from Malchut to Bina, to Bina, that Chisaron that goes up is called Man, main Nukvin, female water. Nukva is Malchut. Maim, water, is Bina. Water that goes up to Bina is called the man.
Okay, so I'll ask it differently. If now, in the 10, I'm asking for my friends, let's say I nullify myself, and I ask for the friends. I'm incorporated in them, and I want them to be filled with the quality of bestowed to the Creator. Will that be called man or not?
Ken.
Yes. Yes, that would be called man. If you are asking for the group, when you turn to the Creator and you ask for them, it is called raising man.
No, David.
Yes, David.
I think that the question that maybe Vlad meant was, it's written here, when the desire of the emanator came to revive the dead and to correct these melachim that fell into the world of Briah, he sent us and raised man from below upward. Maybe the question is, where in the cascading from above down or from below upwards, where is this place, this process called that when the desire of the emanator to revive the dead, where did that happen? Where in this process did it happen?
Nekudot desag, that cascaded down to
Nekudot desag, sheishtashilu veyardu.
Nekudot desag,
lemata,
that cascaded down to
Tabur,
down from Tabu.
Galgalta.
This is Galgalta.
Ab. Sag.
Nekudot desag.
Shim yardu limata.
That went down. And they mixed with Nehi de Galgalta. Then they gave to Nehi de Galgalta their power, power of Chasadim. Chasadim, Bet. And in return, they received the power of the will to receive, Dalet. Accordingly, Malchut, which was here, Malchut, went up to Bina. And that act is called Tzimtzum Bet. These Nekudot went back up to Nikve, they went up to Nikve Naim of Rosh Desag, and from here they expanded to the world of Nikudim from Tabu to Parsa. This is Katnut of the world of Nikudim. Afterwards they made a Zivug on Dalet Gimel, and Gadlut of the world of Nikudim expanded. In Gadlut of the world of Nikudim they broke. Right? They broke. And then Keter and Chochma and broke, and their goof, body, broke completely, Nekudot Desag, and then the Rishimot went back up. But they went up not to Nikve Naim Desag, but to we will soon see where to. It is to Keter, Metzach, of Rosh Desag, higher up, to Metzach, the Rosh Desag. And from here, the world of Atzilut began to expand. Or basically, Abia began to expand. This is how it happens. The broken kilim, reshimot from them, went up here. And here they receive corrections. This is what we're talking about. So, these kilim that can work in order to bestow are in the world of Atzilut. And the ones that can't work in order to bestow are in the worlds of Bia. Sometimes he says, instead of Bia, he says Bria. As long as it's Bar, outside of Atzilut. That's what it's about. Item 2.
Oh, Pnimi, item 2. It has already been explained that the seven Orot Tumlechim of Bon Rose mingled and clothed the three Kavim of all seven lights. His whole expansion was on the lower nine that was in the complete Masach of the Guf, and from all the Aviyut of the Guf, of the lower Hay in the Inayim. Hence, they too rose and departed with the Masach and the Rishimot to their Shorish in the Rosh. Es Man. We should remember here what the Ari writes, that these posterior which fell to Chagat are the Prinat Man of Abba Ve'ima, which Zon always raise for them until the end of correction. You also know that the expansion of the three lines Kachab to Chagat are the posterior, the Achoraim of Keter of Abba Ve'ima that fell to Chagat. It follows that the Reshimot that rose, meaning the seven Orot, the seven lights, are the man for Zon of Atzilut of all five Partzufim. The Achoraim of Keter and Abba Ve'ima, which are the Tpashtut of the three lines Kachab, are the man for Gar of all the Partzufim of Atzilut. And you should remember that. You will also learn here how Zon, which are the seven Orot, raised the man to Abba Ve'ima, which are their Achoraim. This is because the Izdakhut of the Masach of Zat raised the above-mentioned Itpashtut above to their Shoresh, to Gar. Again, item 2. Now above the Itpashtut returned to be collected upward and raised the seven lower lights with them. This above-mentioned Itpashtut was entirely from Pchinat Hei Tata, the lower Hei, in the Enaim. Now that the Masach has been purified entirely from all the Aviyut of Guf of Pchinat Lower Hei in the Enaim, they too rose and departed with the Masach and Reshimot to their Shoresh in the Rosh, as far as Man. We should remember here what the Ari writes, that these Achoraim that fell to Chagat are the Pchinat Man of Abba Ve'ima, which Zon always raise for them until Gmar Tikkun. Also, you know that the Itpashtut of the three Kavim Kachab to Chagat are the Achoraim of Keter and Abba Ve'ima that fell to Chagat. It follows that the Reshimot that rose, meaning the seven lights, Orot, that the man for Zon of Atzilut of all five Partzufim, the Achoraim of Keter and Abba Ve'ima, which are the Hitpashtut of the three Kavim Kachab, are the man for Gar of all the Partzufim of Atzilut. And remember that. You also learn here how Zon, which are the seven lights, raised the man of Abba Ve'ima, which are their Achoraim. Because the Izdakhut of the Masach of Zat raised the above-mentioned Itpashtut above to their Shoresh, to Gar, as explained by the Ari's words.
Clear? Well, looks like you are still in a post-Congress state. There is heaviness of the mind. What's with you?
What's the concept of the three lines of Kachab?
Three lines means that the ascent from degree to degree can be only by combining forces, right, left, and middle. And Nehi rises to Chagat and Chagat to Chabad. In this way we raise the essence of the will to receive. How the will to receive receives a raising of degree only through three lines. It can't go up in only light of Chokhmah, meaning only the will to receive, meaning it also has to have the intention to bestow. But the aim to bestow has to be balanced with the will to receive in such a way that they have a middle line, so they all work in order to bestow. Therefore, from this, we get the three lines. Yes?
We talked usually that Malchut rises to Bina. So now you're saying that...
No, Malchut going up to Bina, that's something else. Malchut going up to Bina means that the will to receive raises in its expression from the desire it wants to receive to a desire that it wants to be a giver. So it's about how the will to receive becomes a desire to bestow. It can't invert itself. Its nature remains, but it changes the essence of its action from Malchut to Bina.
Meaning in man there's both a desire and intention? Is that what that means?
Of course it's through the intention. The desire doesn't change, the intention changes. Yes?
Another question. What does it mean that the upper sentence is that there's raising a man from below to the upper one? Where all this comes from the emanator, actually.
The emanator awakens the lower one to raise the chisaron, the deficiency. It awakens the chisaron in the lower one. The lower one raises his chisaron to the upper one. And by this, the upper one gives to the lower one what the lower one asks for. Before the lower one asks, the upper one awakens it to ask. Although the lower one doesn't understand or feel it. Yes?
So, why do we need it? If the upper wants, why does he need the lower one to ask from him? If
he wants to nurture, to raise, to rear the lower one. How do you make a child grow? You cause him all kinds of alternative ways to ask, to want, to. You know these things in advance. For you, it's not a problem. The problem is that the child will want it and know and ask for it until there's a chisaron in the child. This is what we're talking about. And we're even talking about before the child. We're talking about a drop of sperm to want to be impregnated in Bina, in Ima, in the mother, which is we, inside the Ima, the mother, who we want her to be impregnated. She is ready for it, but we have to have our own desire to go into the pregnancy, because on our part, broken ones, to go into a pregnancy in Bina means we have to go through the Tzimtzum and want to be annulled before it, before her will to bestow. We have to want to be in that same desire to bestow like hers all the time, to annul ourselves more and more and more. And on top of what, do we annul it? She awakens in us chisaron each time, and we annul it and want to be like her, so she would bestow upon us. And that's how we grow. The ubar, the embryo, our first degree in spirituality, is built on constantly annulling ourselves. Constantly annulling ourselves. We are under the governance of the upper one. There is no place here for free choice other than relinquishing. And this is how she nurtures us. She gives us the chisaron. We see if this chisaron is suitable to being in Bina, and if not, we ask for a tzimtzum, masach, only annulment, 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 constantly annulling ourselves before her. In this way, we can remain within her as an embryo inside of her. In her womb, it's Bina, with respect to us, and constantly grow. And growing is by her adding more chokhmah as an addition of, because our additional will to receive awakens through the light of chokhmah. And we want to use that will to receive only in bestowal, in annulment before her, only in chasadim. And that gives us three lines. Yes.
He writes here two concepts. There's man for the sake of Zona Vatzilut, and man for the sake of Gara, of the whole of all the Patsufim of Vatzilut. What's the difference between them?
There is a difference, because Gara of all the Patsufim of Vatzilut don't belong to the lower ones. What belongs to the lower ones is only, there's Keter Chochma Bina. They don't belong to the lower ones whatsoever. And Gara is Rosh everywhere with respect to the lower ones. It's something that is built in order to tend to the lower ones in the state that the lower one is in. Soon will So scrutinize it, clarify it. All right? Yes?
Two
questions. The man that rises from... does it happen in the goof also, the raising of man, or only in the rosh?
I
don't know.
Okay,
can I ask another question?
But not this kind. Before we learn something, you're asking, you heard that there's rosh and goof, body and head. We're talking about how Bina takes care of Malchut.
When you drew it and explained it, the word of Atzilut emerged on the Rishimot Aleph Shoresh Tzimtzum Bet, yes?
Yes.
And the words of Bia on one Rishimot?
Also. Also, but different discernments. Are we in item 3? Where?
Opnimi, where? Above, so in place of Bina?
In Bina's place. This is because she is the mother of the sons, and there is the place of the Herayon Enibu. This is because the matter of raising man applies only to the sphere of Bina. Don't forget it. Man is always from Malchut to Bina. Even raising man to Malchut is only after it was corrected with the corrections of Ima. If Malchut goes up to some Bchina, it goes up to the Ima in her, to the Bina in her. Even Bina of Malchut. The reason is that the entire connection of raising man is by Bina's correlation with Zon Deor Yashar. Hence, it does not apply to the other Sfirot, which are not in possession of this correlation. So raising man is always to the Bina, in the state, the degree, the Patsuf. It doesn't matter, but to Bina. Clear? It can't be otherwise. She's called Ima. It could be Patsuf Sag, or all any other part in Patsuf Sag, toward all the worlds, all the Patsufim. In short, Bina in each degree is called Ima. Now, in Bina, we have many parts. Gar de Bina, Zad de Bina. We have all kinds of parts of the lines as well. We learn it, but Bina is always responsible for nurturing the Patsufim in this way. We have more time. Item 3.
Opening me, item 3, the Kelim that descended into Bia rose upward to Atzilut as well. He tells us that the ascent of the lights, meaning the Reshimot and the correction of the man, correct their Kelim along with them to the extent that the Reshimot were connected in this ascent. Because the Reshimot always receive the Tikkun of Kelim. This is what he means when he says that when the seven Orot rose upward, the Kelim that descended to Bria rose up in Atzilut as well. However, they did not join together, which means that although the place of the Rishmot is in their Kelim, and although the Kelim have already been connected by them to rise into Atzilut, the Rishimot are still unable to clothe in their Kelim. Because the Rishimot themselves still haven't received their complete correction through that ascent of man. Because they still need Zivugim, called months of Ibu, which will be explained in their place, by the Rishimot being in the intestines of Bina, they acquire all the mad from the Zivugim of Ibu and become completely corrected, and then clothe their Kelim.
In other words, bit by bit, this process takes place. And that whole process is called months of Ibul. Go on.
Item 4, open me, even Ga.
Wait, above, where is the Ali? Did you read it? I did. Okay, so.
Okay, open me, even Gar, not corrected. From all the Mochin of Gadlut, nothing remained and received, but Nikudim remained in them. But where they were first created by the Zivug of their lower Hay in Nikvei Naim, hence they lack all the Pchinot Gadlut. This is why it is written that even the Ga are not corrected. The raising of these man was above in Absag of Ak. Meaning, there is no raising of man, but only from the lower one into its upper one by one degree. Meaning, from Zon to Abba Ve'ima, from Abba Ve'ima to Archanpin, etc., but not to the one higher than it by 2 degrees. It is written that since Gal also need tikkun, and they too need raising man, it is necessary that the upper p'china of raising man will be the Rosh Sag. This is because the man of Zat are corrected in Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim. Man of Abba Ve'ima in Keter of Nikudim. And man of Keter in Rosh, the first Rosh of Nikudim. And the man of the Rosh Aleph, the first Arosh of Nikudim, are corrected in Rosh Sag. Meaning every lower one, Tachton, in its upper one, in its Elyon. He says above that all the man together, meaning both Zat of Nikudim and Gar of Nikudim, rose to Gar of Nikudim, which are the 7 Reshimot of the 7 Orot of Zat, being the Achoraim of Chub and Keter. However, that does not mean that all were corrected there together, but only gradually. Each Tachton raised the man of its Elyon to its Elyon, Ali Elyon, to its upper, which in turn corrects them for the Elyon, for the upper. Thus, each sorted out a part of the general man and raised them to its Ali Elyon, until they ascended to the upper Absag.
Is something unclear, please?
Ken?
Yes?
What does it mean that even Gar are not corrected? He writes here that they're lacking the matter of Gadlut, and this says that even the Gar are not corrected. Why is Gadlut the correction? Isn't Katnut the correction?
No. If you're sorting all the Rashimot, until all the Rashimot are sorted, there is no correction. Everything will be corrected only at the end of correction. To begin with, we don't correct. The stony heart isn't corrected. So in every place, you're lacking the stony heart. It's not a little bit. It's 99% of all of creation. It's not corrected. Okay. It's clear that today it's... Yes? Gil, is he there?
Good day, Rav. Good day, World Kli. The questions I have is... Do the Reshimot always receive the correction of the Kilim?
Reshimot em...
Rashimot are only Rashimot. What we have to correct is the Kelim. So, if we realize the Rashimot correctly, by this we correct the Kelim. Okay, we have a quarter of an hour, even a little more. Let's go to Histaklut Pnimit.
We're moving to Histaklut Pnimit, inner observation. At least this introduction
right.
Above.
At least the introduction.
Histaklut Pnimit. It's on page 48 in the Hebrew. No. That all the worlds and all that was in them are discerned as two matters. One is the essence of reality, which is the essence of the world and of the Patsuf and of the Neshama, like they were renewed and corrected from Insuf. And they cascaded from above downwards, each into its appropriate place. Including two, the second matter is the existence of reality, meaning the nourishment and development in the way of degrees until the final growing of them in their essential state. The gap between them is that the difference between the first one coming from the emanator in Ein Sof is all good. And the sign is that it always comes from above downwards. But the second part is intermingled with evil, and it has the matter of toil and exertion, and the sign is that it always comes from below upwards, because its beginning came from the lower one, which needs to be preceded with the matter of raising man, which means mitzvot and good deeds and prayer.
Meaning without raising man, without raising chisaron, or a request, which is mitzvah, the commandment, the good deeds, the prayers, all the things we do from us to the Creator, without it there is no correction. So there is what comes down from above downward to us, and there is what we have to raise from below upward to Him, which is our request. Yes.
And here in this part before us, the ten sefirot and parzufim of the world of Atzilut have been clarified. And the soul of Adam HaRishon, which is the totality of all the souls that come to the world. Only as far as the first inclusive matter here. Meaning from what has been renewed and corrected from above down from Ein Sof. Which are all the patsufim of Atzilut and the mochin that are instilled in them without any change, as their zivug never stops. And also the soul of Adam HaRishon as far as the essence of reality in it, meaning as it was created from above downwards in Ein Sof. And we did not clarify here the second manner in order to clarify it at first, the essence of reality, clarify it well, and God willing, in the next parts, we will clarify the second aspect of it. Item 1. You already know that the root of all correction is the new ma which emerged from the mitzach. And although we need to know and remember what the Ari writes in the Tree of Life, gate 40, that there isn't ma is not in katnut at all, but only in gadlut. Observe it there, because at katnut the male too is only bon, because in the zivug being in the place of the keter, which is metzach, the level of the ten sefirot and the level of malchut is, which is called bon and not ma. However, only in gadlut, where the lower hay emerges from mitzach and comes to her place, to pe or to chotem or to ozin, and then gadlut is revealed there, which is the secret of havaya of alephs in gematria ma. Hence, it is called the new ma. But while the lower hay is in Metzach, even the male from there is considered bon, meaning the level of Malchut, which is called bon, as noted. In a manner that from the side of Katnut, of the five Parzufim of Atzilut, they are all called bon, and not ma, as clarified. From this you will know that all the partzafim of the four worlds Abiyah are only Bon of Ak, because you know that the essence of Atzilut is what emerges in Katnut. And since even the five partzafim of Atzilut, which emerged in Katnut in the matter of Bon, nevertheless, moreover, Bia, which are the Bchina of Vak of Zon of Atzilut, moreover, are considered Bon. In a manner that from the sight of the purification of the Masach, which extends from the force of the Bitush of Or Pnimi in Or Makiv, in all of reality after the restriction, it did not emerge, but the five levels only. As the first three levels, Galgalta, Ab, and Sag, belong to Ak, meaning to the relations of the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph. And the line extends to the point of this world. And the last two, the second last levels, Ma and Bon, here Ma emerged in Nikudim, meaning the light of Yesut, which emerged from Nikve Naim, called Ma. Because the zivug that took place in the place of the Einaim is the Kli of Chochmah and has no Kuma of Ziranpin of Aviyut, called Ma. And the level of Bon emerged in the five parts of Yumatzilut, which also Bia is in them, because the Zivug took place in the place of Metzach, which is Galgalta, because the Masach already purified to being Keter. And then, upon it, it emerges only the level of Malchut, as noted, and the level of Malchut is called Bon.
So what is he trying to say? Basically, everything we receive after he brings it to the scene of the tree of knowledge, everything we receive from the soul we receive is only reshimot that are made from zero, from nothing. That's why the building of the soul is entirely on us. So what we attain complete resemblance, similarity to the Creator. What?
In the introduction, he describes a system and he says that there's a part that is all good and a part that's bad. And I wanted to ask, what's good and bad in a system? What does that mean, good and bad?
Well, the force of reception and the force of bestowal that are still not corrected on purpose. They have to work on the will to receive and shake it. How can we function? Even seed in the ground, there is dryness from the soil, there's moisture by watering it. You always have to have contradicting forces, each of which works in the opposite way from the other one. And only something that develops can, according to its internal program, absorb those two conflicting forces for its own benefit. But more correctly, for the purpose of being similar to the Creator. But in order to be similar to the Creator on the still vegetative and animate levels, those two opposite forces work automatically according to the inner program in the still vegetative and animate. They are similar to the Creator in any form that appears in them. But the speaking degree, the human level, if a person does not tend to himself, he grows on a still vegetative inanimate level without free choice, like the still vegetative and animate levels. In the speaking degree, he can rear it only if he begins to scrutinize. And this is all of man's work, to see how much he can tend to himself on the still vegetative and animate levels in him in order to build the speaking level, which is similar to the Creator. Yes?
Can you replace good and bad with reception and bestowal, or upper and lower? What's
Sometimes we speak in this way, but sometimes it's easier for us to speak in terms of good and bad, because a person chooses good or bad. It could be reception, but good. And bestowal, it can be bestowal, but bad. So it all depends on how he works for now, in order to bring contentment, to be similar. So we can't always say that bestowal is good and reception is bad. Yes?
So good is to be similar to him?
It's always toward resembling, toward equivalence of form. Or in other words, toward bringing contentment to his maker. Okay? No. These wise guys. Yes.
Da quel poco che ho capito viene fatto tutto dall'alto, tutto viene risvegliato dall'alto.
From what I understood, everything occurs from above.
Anche il fatto stesso che dal basso si cerchi di costruire questa linea di mezzo.
Also, as far as the matter that from the lower side we're trying to build the middle line. That's the question.
Anche quando percepiamo una discesa anche molto forte, dovremmo sempre ritornare al fatto che comunque è un risveglio dall'alto.
So when we experience a very big descent, we have to go back to the fact that nevertheless everything happens from above. And if so, how to feel in a strong way this better?
What is that thing?
He says everything occurs from above. So even when we're feeling a descent, do we need to go back to that fact? And if we do need to go back to that fact that everything occurs from above, how to really feel it in a strong power, in a strong way?
If a person feels that everything happens from above, absolutely, he should ask himself, what else remains for him? After he accepts that everything comes from above, and then he goes into complete simtsum. Then, out of this, he begins to look, how else can he attribute himself, can he relate himself to what is done from above? In what way can he annul himself further? And then he sees that annulling himself, in order to annul himself, he has to perform active operations in order to annul himself. And then you can say that the act of annulment is all that there is inside the creature, the created being, that the created being has, that he can do. But in this act of completely annulling himself before the Creator, he will have to perform very, very active activities. Not just cancel himself, I'm not doing anything, sit and do nothing better. Everything is done from above and I will do nothing. No. Rather, also causing birth, causing all those states, I have to do them in order to be similar. In order to be similar. Okay?
No.
Yes?
Quindi ogni volta che percepiamo la nostra autorità, del fatto che abbiamo sbagliato, del fatto che all'interno della decina percepiamo che un altro amico abbia sbagliato, dovremmo vedere comunque ritornare sempre a quest'unica forza che...
So every time we identify a mistake we do in the ten, we say some other friend is doing some error in the ten, we always have to go back to that fact that it's all from above.
The fact that it's all from above, it's for sure. We have to work this way toward the friends. But But even our active actions that we will do at some point will also be only out of annulment. What we do is we become similar to the Creator. So to become similar to the Creator, I have to also work actively in order to be similar. To become similar. All right? Good. All right, guys. We will settle for this. You have today some time to rest. Today there is. I have some video shoots I have to do. Three of them. I don't know how you can participate in this. I'll be in shooting for more than 2 hours. Afterwards, in the evening, we'll have a lesson from 6 to 7. What lesson on what? Topic? Who? Who's announcing? You? About the schedule of the day.
What we learned.
He doesn't know what to say. What do you want from him?
This evening we will have a lesson, a live lesson, that will be broadcast on Sfirat Torah from 6 to 7, that will take place here in the study hall. And the study material...
What's the topic of the lesson? What are we learning?
What we learned last time in the study material in the evening was the Zohar, item 12, excerpts,
and have it this way.
The article for the conclusion of the Zohar.
All right, that's it? And more announcements?
No, that's the announcement.
That's the announcement. Okay. So? No song, no emoan. What's happening?
A song from here or from here?
I don't care from where. From here or from here?
Преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Skies. Look up to the skies. 'Cause if your day feels like
you step into the light, because together we can make the darkness bright. Step.